The National Assembly on Wednesday unanimously passed a resolution reaffirming Pakistan's historic and unwavering support for the Palestinian people in their legitimate struggle for freedom, dignity, and justice. The resolution, tabled by PPPMNA Shazi Amari, expressed deep concern over the intensifying Israeli military aggression in Gaza, which has resulted in widespread civilian casualties and destruction of homes and infrastructure. It condemned the statements and actions of Israeli authorities suggesting a long-term occupation of Gaza, forced displacement of Palestinians, and systematic attempts to erase the territory's Palestinian identity. The resolution further denounced the use of starvation, siege tactics, and collective punishment, terming them war crimes under international law. The House called on the United Nations and the broader international community to fulfill their legal and moral obligations by taking immediate steps to end the aggression, ensure civilian protection, and facilitate unrestricted humanitarian access. It also called for accountability of the occupying power for war crimes and reaffirmed support for the Palestinian right to self-determination. The resolution urged the government to continue raising the issue on global platforms, including the United Nations and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. The lower house also adopted several other resolutions, including one calling for stronger legal frameworks against unauthorized video recording, cyber harassment, and digital defamation. Moved by PMLN-MNA Syeda Nashin Iftihar, the resolution urged the federal government to strengthen law enforcement capacity and initiate public awareness campaigns on digital rights and safe reporting mechanisms. It also recommended the inclusion of educational modules on privacy, digital ethics, and anti-harassment laws in educational institutions and the establishment of dedicated complaint desks at police stations. Another resolution, moved by PPP's Shahida Rehmani, strongly condemned so-called honor killings, calling for zero tolerance towards such crimes. It proposed forming an interprovincial task force to ensure coordinated efforts to eradicate honor-based violence. Minister for Law, Justice and Human Rights Senator Azam Nazir Tar removed the Whistleblower Protection and Vigilance Commission Bill, 2025, already passed by the Senate, for consideration. However, an amendment moved by MNA Alia Kamran referring the bill to the relevant committee was adopted. During the question hour, PTI's Syed Hussain Tariq, chairperson of the Standing Committee on National Food Security and Research, raised concern over K-Electric's request for a waiver of 76 billion rupees in unpaid dues and the practice of disconnecting entire feeders over non-payment by a few consumers. MNA Mayor Munawar Ali Talpur also questioned the rationale behind collective punishment of entire neighborhoods due to defaults by a few.